Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Call Your Sisters podcast. I'm your host, Kate.
And I'm your host, Sam. And we hope everybody had a good week and a spooky but not too spooky week. And I just have to say this because I can't even look at you right now. We are in costume.
Yes, we are.
We surprised each other with our Halloween costumes. And I had to take part of mine off so that I could wear the headphones and not ruin them. Because I had like complete coverage of my face.
Yes, she did.
Tell everybody what you are. Well, actually, no. Describe to everybody what you see.
What I see?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, what do you see in me?
Oh, well.
What are you looking at right now?
Well, Sam has a bright orange hoodie on. She's got big yellow eyebrows. And she's got a big yellow mustache.
Yes, I do.
When she came downstairs to surprise me, she had... Her whole face was painted orange.
Like, bright orange.
Bright orange. The whole thing. Like, she even got it on her eyelids. And, like, The only thing that wasn't covered was her eyelashes.
Yeah,
like,
I tried to cover those. Cheerfully.
Everything was covered.
Yeah. It was pretty awesome, actually.
It was pretty funny.
I feel like I can't hear as well when I have this hood on.
Why? I feel it's like it should...
my eyebrows in place, though.
I feel like it would make you hear better because it's blocking everything else out.
I don't know. Feels weird. I feel like my mustache is hindering my sound, even though it's not possible.
It could be possible.
Actually, I do feel like it really is. Can you guys hear me? Can you guys hear me? I don't like having a mustache, just so everybody knows. I hate it. I feel like I can't breathe. I feel like my lip is sweaty.
Ew.
Okay, I'll explain to you guys what I see. In front of me, I see a blonde beach babe. Just kidding. Blonde, like Justin Bieber hair. With a green shirt and brown bell-bottom pants. So,
yeah,
you're just missing your sidekick, Scooby.
I have a little chin hair, too.
Oh, yeah. You have a goatee or whatever they call that. So, yeah.
I did have my shirt pulled up, so it was a crop top because I was chick shaggy.
Yeah.
But
I can't stand this mustache. I'm sorry, guys.
It's fine.
It's too hot. Literally. Do I look stupid now?
No.
Okay, well, we are going to skip our sister chat today, and we're going to tell you got tail.
We're going to tell you guys.
Done to tell you. We're going to tell you about some of our, like, worst Halloween outfit fails. But today, we have the spooky stories. We have your guys' scary stories, and I'm spooked, so I'm trying to not be scared.
I have only read a couple of them, and... You guys have had some scary experiences. Ew.
I'm sorry. My mustache hairs are getting in my mouth.
Oh. Ow.
Anyway, so I'm excited for that. Do you want to tell us about your worst Halloween costume ever? And why was it the worst?
I got to think.
Okay. Well, I have like 15, so you want me to go first?
Okay. Yeah, you go first.
Okay. Well, when I was like 12, I wanted to dress up as a clown, and my dad volunteered to do my makeup. So we did it. And it did not look like a clown very much. And I wore like this blue pigtail wig.
Yeah,
I forgot about the wig. It was not a clown wig whatsoever. No. And then I wore this like blue dress that we had. That was also not a clown dress. And some like striped tights. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was just a bunch of weird stuff put together. And my dad did my clown makeup, but it didn't really look like a clown. So people were like, what are you?
Well, he just painted your face yellow.
No, I had, like, stuff around my eyes. I had, like, black around my eyes, but my face was painted yellow. But I don't know. I don't feel like it looked like a clown. Like, I didn't have a red nose. I didn't have, like, the big afro. Yeah. I didn't have, like, big clown shoes or anything. It was just... The worst thing ever is when you dress up for Halloween and everybody has to ask what you are.
Oh, yeah.
It's the worst. So embarrassing. And, of course, being 12, I was like... I don't know. I don't know what I am, okay?
So. Well, one time, I was way too old to be going trick-or-treating. Me and my friend were going trick-or-treating. I was way too old.
Well, everybody knows that I went trick-or-treating in high school, so.
Yeah, I was in high school, and I was way too old. And I made my costume, okay? Mm-hmm. I spent forever on it. I spray-painted my shirt, and it said, go ceiling.
And
then
I don't get it.
I had some pom-poms.
Uh-huh.
Because I was a fan of the ceiling.
Oh, a ceiling fan.
I was a ceiling fan. And
I would have never got that.
Nobody got it.
Nope.
And I just had to explain myself all night long to every single person whose house we went to. Like, I was like, I'm a ceiling fan.
Yeah. Well, one time that reminds me of when I think it was in junior high. It was the same I wore my boot camp hoodie, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I wore my boot camp hoodie everywhere. And I was, so I wore, literally wore that on Halloween. And I borrowed this sash from my friend that said misunderstood. And then I wore like a little crown and like actually did my hair for once and like did makeup.
Yeah.
And people were like, what are you? Like, we don't understand. Because I was like pretty chubby and it made the sash crinkle. So you couldn't see what was on the sash.
What it said.
Yeah. So I just looked like, I don't know.
Oh, that's so awkward.
Embarrassing. And then we all know the bald story where I wanted to be a bald person for Halloween. Stupid. I know. Everyone thought we were cancer patients. Still feel bad about it. Was not a cancer patient.
Okay, but who would think, though, that somebody with a bald cap on, why would somebody dress up as a cancer patient for Halloween?
I don't know. Like, I was like, you could at least think we're being old people or something.
Seriously, like, yeah. Why was that your number? Why was that your go-to?
Well, and we decided that we would like, wear big clothes and stuff our clothes so we looked fat.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why. I still don't understand.
One time I was a duct tape fairy.
What? What even is that?
I don't know.
Duct tape fairy.
I literally don't know. I curled my hair. I looked so pretty because I was going to a Halloween party.
Mm-hmm.
And the boy I liked was going to be there.
Beautiful.
And my sister, Alyssa, made me a duct tape tutu thing out of duct tape.
I don't remember any of these.
And
guess I just never paid attention to
tissue paper.
Yeah, well, let me try. I'm trying to think of what else I did in high school.
And I literally was not a costume. I just...
Oh, my best costume ever was when I dressed up as an old lady when I had a pixie cut.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Because mom, like, curled my hair like old ladies do, and I really legit looked like an old woman.
You did. You'll have to post that one on your story.
Yeah, I'll have to find that one.
That one did look like an old lady.
Yeah, it did. I was proud of that one. Proud of this one, too. Yeah, I really do look like the Lorax.
I was a nurse last year just because I could wear my scrubs and...
Yeah.
Is it stuck to your face?
Oh my gosh.
Ow. That sounded so
bad. That suction cupped my cheeks. Did you hear that?
Ew.
Okay. Oh, okay. This is the last Halloween like disaster story that I have. When I was in, I think, 7th or 8th grade. I think it was in 8th grade. I had a Halloween party, a joint Halloween party with our older sister, Alyssa.
Mm-hmm.
And I invited like a million people. Literally, I invited so many people. And one person came.
Only one person?
One person. Actually, I think there was like two or three that came for like 20 minutes and left. And also had like 15 friends there.
Well, why do you think I never threw a Halloween party? It's because I knew nobody would
that
go.
That one, it like still makes me sad. It like breaks my own heart when I think about it. Like if that were to happen to any of my kids, we decked out the basement. Like the basement wasn't finished and we like decked it out with. We put like spider webs up and like all these Halloween decorations, and mom and dad like bought all these cute decorations. I dressed up all cute and we got like a projector so we could watch a scary movie and like a bunch of pillows and blankets, and nobody came.
I remember that now that you're talking about it.
That literally traumatized me. I have not thrown a party since.
Yeah, I threw a birthday party one time.
Birthday party? I'm just kidding.
I had a birthday party. Anyway, and I fought with one of my friends, and that's so...
Oh, I feel like I remember that.
We were like,
I do remember that. You guys were like yelling at each other.
I don't really even remember, but like...
You guys had like separated into like two different groups.
Yeah, and I was on one side of the house, and she was on the other. And I was like, it's my freaking birthday.
Yeah, I do remember that, actually.
Yeah, I don't know what we were fighting about. I can't remember.
I don't know.
But...
I have no idea, but...
I never threw a Halloween party.
Yeah, probably because it traumatized you seeing mine, seeing how sad and alone
I never really
I was.
Went to a lot of Halloween parties. I guess for like our Halloween dance, I dressed up as...
Halloween dance? Like at high school?
Yeah.
Oh, the Monster Mash?
Yeah, I dressed up as someone from the 90s.
Mm. Nice.
But I was obsessed with like in high school, like I had to have the cutest costume.
Yeah.
I couldn't go all out because I wanted it to be cute.
Exactly. Yeah. You didn't want it to be ugly. You wanted it to be cute.
Right.
Yeah. Honestly, the only costume I remember from high school... is the bald and the old lady. That's it. I can't remember anything else I did.
I remember the ceiling fan, and I was another thing that was like a joke, but I can't remember what it was.
I hate when like it's a pun and no one gets it.
I know.
Like, you know, a new girl and she's raining cats and dogs. I'm like, no one understands.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Okay.
Okay, let me tell you guys first really quick, though. I was going to put on a really long brown wig and buy, like, one of those shirts that's, like,
Like a muscle shirt.
That's like, it's like a fake, like, upper half of a boy's body. Uh-huh. And like, say, like, Bella, where the hell you been, Loca? But I loved that so much. I couldn't find.
You guys won't know. I was gonna be Vector from Despicable Me. But I couldn't find an affordable orange jumpsuit, so I just decided to be the Laura.
That was pretty good, though. I did not expect that.
You
at
didn't
all.
Expect the Laura.
No. Did you expect mine?
No. Oh. No, I didn't. I had no idea what you're gonna be. I thought you were gonna be like Chandler Bing or something like that.
No, I was actually gonna be one of the vampires off of Twilight too. But
Carlisle. Yeah. You're a good Carlisle.
I know. I had so many ideas, yeah. But then I dyed this shirt myself.
You did? Wow. Yeah. Looks good.
I couldn't find one that was cheap enough.
Yeah.
So I literally bought a shirt and dye, and it was cheaper than buying a shirt.
Wow. Nice.
And I got these pants in the clearance section at Ross because.
Nice.
Why would they not be on clearance?
They're cute.
I actually kind of like them.
Yeah, I like them too.
So.
You should wear them.
I might wear
They're perfect though. They look like they're corduroy. Like literally shaggy pants.
They are.
Well, they're like stretchy corduroy.
No, they are literally corduroy.
No, they're. Are they really?
No, they're stretchy.
I was like, they look good.
No, they're stretchy. They're a little tight though.
Well, my hoodie's a little tight too. Just kidding.
Okay, anyways.
Let's get into these spooky stories.
Okay.
Did you feel like we told enough of Halloween fails?
I think so, yeah.
Honestly, I'm not going to lie, I hated Halloween growing up. I always, like, my costumes never worked out exactly like I wanted them to, or...
Oh, you know what?
I never got invited to any cool parties,
We bought all those fat suits.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And one time, we had, like, the Bishop Brick in our LDS ward. All wear the fat suits. Were you there when that happened? And the one, we had one that was a ballerina, but it had blow up boobs. And the bishop wore that one with the blow up boobs.
Did you think it was funny?
Yeah, it was funny.
Oh, oh good. It was funny. Oh, the trunk or treats.
Yeah, those were my favorite.
I just remember like always wanting to be invited to like these parties, but never really.
Yeah, no, me too. I never went to any of the parties. Like even when I moved out here and I had friends who did throw parties, I just.
But, like, I just feel like every Halloween was always just a flop.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
And my friends always wanted to get scared, which is fun, but I also didn't hate being scared, so I was like, I am not into this.
I really like, the haunted corn maze and
the
haunted woods and stuff like that. I like that stuff, and I like to watch scary movies, but...
Yeah. One time, I had a boyfriend once, you guys, for, like, 2 weeks in high school. Actually, probably didn't even last long. It was a couple days, probably. But we went to the haunted woods. It's just, okay, it's in the place we came from.
It's in the Our place mother's we grew room. Up. Our mother's womb.
Yeah, that's it. That's the end of the story. No, we went to the haunted woods. It's a really creepy place. And
did it's you like have to sign house. The waiver form?
No, they didn't have a waiver form.
Oh, they have
oh
a
maybe they did.
They have a waiver form now because they can touch you.
Oh, ew. I hate that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so my boyfriend was really scared. This was when I had my first kiss.
Really?
Yeah, that same night. He wanted to hold my hand so bad, but he wouldn't let me hold his hand because his hand was too sweaty. So, yeah, but he was really scared, and I could tell because he was, like, dead silent the whole time. He's super scared.
He's like, don't scream, don't scream, don't scream.
Well, and one time I went with some friends, and there's a part at the end where they had, like, these bars, like, jail cell bars. And one of my friends swung it closed, and I literally ran headfirst into it. It hurt so freaking bad. I'm pretty sure I had, like, bar marks on my face.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, so then I went and to McDonald's with my boyfriend, and we kissed in the parking lot.
Well, one time I went to the haunted corn maze with my friends, and you know they have, like, a box spring or something that they, like, bury in the dirt?
So
that
so
if
you
step
trip.
On it, you trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I had just gotten cortisone. Oh. A corduroy.
corduroy. I was wearing corduroy pants.
A cortisone shot in my knee, so my knee was, like, super stiff.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know why I decided to go to the corn maze anyways, but then they all start, like, took off running.
You're like,
and
wait.
I was, like, trying to, like, hobble behind them, and then I stepped on that freaking mattress and face planted right in the dirt. Like, I had dirt in my teeth because I hit the ground. I had dirt in my mouth. It was gross.
Oh,
so,
high school.
Yeah.
Halloween is just so awkward, I feel like.
It is awkward.
You're, like, too young to dress, like, sexy.
Right.
You try to, right. It just doesn't work.
Or even if you try and dress sexy, you're like, I don't know.
It just is no. It's no good.
I could never find a costume that I was like.
Like, I look freaking hot.
That is sexy.
Not that I was
besides
trying.
The one I'm wearing right now,
yeah.
Obviously.
Oh, yeah, mine. I look I look good.
Yeah, you do.
Especially without the mustache. I look like, you know when people shave and you're like, whoa, you look ugly. That's what I look like right now.
One of your eyebrows is falling off and I can't stop staring at it.
This one?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to take this off in just a second. Let's get into these spooky stories.
Okay.
Everybody buckle up.
Buckle up because they're scary.
For story number one, everybody buckle up. Okay.
That was my buckle. Stop. Okay.
When I was a little girl, we lived on a rough side of town. So me and my sister shared a room, and we had crawled into bed, and about 15 minutes after, my dad turned the light out. We could hear someone talking outside our window. The voice was trying to open our window. Me and my sister ran to my parents' room to tell them that, and my dad went outside with his pistol and found a drunk man trying to get into our room. He pistol-whipped him and called the cops. Turns out he had assaulted a lady who was walking home and wanted to assault me and my sister. He is now in prison.
Scary. Oh my gosh.
Are you more scared of people or ghosts? Like spirits. You know what I mean?
I think people.
Yeah? Why?
I don't feel like a lot of times
You've never felt a spirit?
I've never felt like a ghost.
Yeah.
So they're not real.
Yeah, that's scary. I hate that for you. Sorry. I'm glad you didn't get assaulted, though.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm glad that your dad pistol whipped him.
Yeah. Shut up. What does it mean to pistol whip? Like, you just slap him with the pistol?
No!
I don't know what it means.
I think it means you, like, scare him off.
What do you mean?
Like, you're holding a pistol and you're like, I'm going to shoot you.
You don't hit him with it?
I don't think so.
Well, then why do they call it pistol whip?
I don't know.
Okay, go.
Okay. When I was about 16, we lived out in the middle of nowhere on a farm. I was coming home one night after curfew, so crazy late, and my headlights on my truck were pointed to the pasture, and I saw a big shadow of this tall man walking through the pasture. He was massive, like didn't look human type big. I backed up and went to my friend's house for the night because I was not about to get out of my truck at my house. Now I hate the dark and can't handle being in the woods or pastures at night.
Ew.
That's scary.
That is scary. There's like a phenomenon. There's like a, they call it like the Hat Man, where it's this, like it's a ton of people see this like appearance of this
ew.
Really tall guy wearing a hat. Like it's like a, yeah.
That's so yucky.
I wonder if that was Hat Man or whatever.
Sick.
Ew, I hate that. Okay, next one. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, me and my husband are renting our house, and one night my husband had a very vivid dream that someone was very aggressively trying to break into our house through our bedroom window, which is right behind our bed. It was such a vivid dream that it woke him up in a panic. Later the next day, I got a call from our landlady's sister saying that our landlady died that night. We're convinced her spirit was trying to get back into the house. It was her childhood home.
Ew. Oh, that's so scary.
I have chills and my eyes are watering and I can't even close my eyes.
Why can't you close your... Oh.
Because I can't cover my eyes because I'm scared. You know, like I do in scary movies.
Yeah.
Ew, I hate that. You know, in our last house, I felt like... Did I talk about this? I think I talked about it on the episode we ended up throwing out, but there was like, I could like feel like a spirit. And I really think it was like the person who had owned the house previously because she had passed away in the home.
Oh.
I don't think she was like, it wasn't evil, but I could just like feel her presence.
When I lived in Evanston, there was a room downstairs that had like the devil worshiper sign on it carved into the wall.
Carved?
Carved into the cement. And it was like the star. Ew. I don't know if it's a devil worshiper, but like the star with the circle around it.
Uh-huh.
And then in the room that me and the guy I was living with moved in had clowns painted on the walls. And so I had spray painted over it. But like
if
you hit them at the right light, you could still see them through the paint.
And ew.
There were spirits downstairs. Like that's where the laundry was. And we would like book it down there.
Ew, I
to like
hate
do
that.
The laundry and then we'd book it back up. And when he started doing the missionary lessons, we had them come in and like.
Bless
the house, and it went away. Like it was fine downstairs. So I there was evil spirits down there.
Oh, I hate that so much. I'm literally gonna cry throughout.
Yeah,
this whole
it was scary.
Okay, this next one's really long. Do you want to read it, or do you want me to?
I can read it.
Okay.
One day when I was about 8 years old, my mom said she was going somewhere and was taking my two younger siblings, who were about 2 and 5 at the time. I wasn't listening well because I was reading. After some time, I ventured out of my room to see if anyone was in the house. As I approached the living room, I could see my little brother wearing only a diaper in the corner of the room. I called out his name in surprise, but it wasn't him. What faced me can only be described as a cross between Gollum and the child from The Grudge. He had a somewhat blue tone, black hair, and wore nothing but a loincloth. He traveled toward me, moving out moving on to the kitchen and to my parents' room. Despite his movement, his eyes and face never turned away from me, almost owl-like. I was paralyzed by his gaze and was entranced rather than fearful. Like an idiot, I followed. There I was met by the little creature on all fours. His back arched and he sprung into the nightstand by my parents' bed. We called that particular one the shoebox, which was filled to the brim with shoes, meaning that nothing else could have fit. I snapped out of my trance, questioning reality. I hopped up onto the bed, ready to creak open the door of the nightstand when it began to violently shake. Mind you, it was immovable, a fixture of the house. I came to my senses and bolted outside to go get help when I noticed my mom in the yard. She had been out watering the lawn, and there stood my brother in his diaper. I told her what I had seen. She replied that I was napping and it must have been a dream. However, I distinctly remember running outside from their room, not mine, which was on the other side of the house. I always wondered if my mind has come up with false memories to fill in the gap. A few years ago, I told this story to my sister and her face dropped. She said that one night, she woke up to the sound of our closet opening. Our beds were on opposite sides of the room and mine was closest to said closet. There was a figure she could see on my bed in the dark and tried to talk to me to ask if I was all right. The creature turned red with red glowing eyes and ran back into the closet where it had come from. Are we both crazy or was there something in that house?
I'm literally crying. There's tears in my face.
Are you that scared?
No, it's like an emotional reaction. Like when
like you're crying.
I'm not like scared, but like when I get like tinglys, like goosebumps, oh, yeah. It makes my eyes water.
I have tinglys on my arms. You're crying. This story was so scary. It made Sam cry.
Oh my gosh! When you said it was a cross between Gollum and the child from The Grudge, I'm literally
crying. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm not even like. Oh, I don't know what's wrong with me. That's so freaking scary. That's like my worst nightmare is to see something in my home and then like not feel safe, you know? Yeah. Ugh. My friend from high school told me a story about her sister one time that they were like sitting. She used to sleep, talk or walk or whatever. And she was sitting up in her bed and my friend went in there and was just like talking to her because sometimes she liked to talk to her and she would be kind of weird like that. And she was like, just asking her something. She's like, what's your name? And she's like, I don't know, ask her. And just like pointed to a corner of the room.
Oh.
And like that, even from then on, I was like so scared of there's something being in my room. And this story literally sent me off the edge, if you can't tell.
Oh. When I worked in the care units, a lot of times people would point to things to the wall or to a random space and talk to the random spaces.
Ew.
Which wasn't super creepy because I just really felt like they were
just seeing something.
Yeah. But sometimes, like, there was one lady who did it so much and it was so creepy, and she would wake up in the middle of the night and just start screaming and book it down up and down the hall, just run. When I did graveyards. So I don't do graveyards anymore.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. This literally scared the waterworks right out of me, just so you guys know. Okay. Next one. Not necessarily scary, but when my mom worked at an assisted living home, she would tell us that she knew every time someone was going to pass away because many of the residents would come out into the hall and ask about all the people hurrying about dressed in white. There is usually one or two people on duty at a time. What do you mean that's not scary? What do you mean?
What do you mean that's not a scary story? Yeah,
that is terrifying. I have goosebumps and I'm about to cry again.
Okay, my husband met an officer this year who told him this story. One random morning, he got called out to Fort Duchesne. It was a house that borders Skinwalker Ranch. They asked the man what the problem was, and he took the officers to his backyard. He said that someone/something moved his huge storage container overnight. The officers could see the huge weeds that had grown around the container for the last 15 years, and the container was somehow across the yard. No truck tires or anything. Skinwalker Ranch is known for lots of UFO activity, and that seems to be the only explanation.
I don't think I was ready for this episode.
You don't think?
I don't think I was ready. I think we need to turn the lights back on.
Okay, but why would the UFO want to pick up this person's storage container?
Yeah, like were they just like, did they just pick it up? Let's move this. Maybe it's like babies, you know, they pick stuff up and then shake it.
Put it down.
They're like giant babies and they pick stuff up. They're like, nothing in here. Put it down.
Yeah. That is scary though. Like those things are huge.
Yeah. Like I'm like the shipping containers.
I think so. Like a big metal one. Yeah.
And you definitely can't just pick that up with like four people.
I don't even think you could move it with like a regular pickup truck.
No. Well, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe if it was empty. Dodge Cummins.
I don't know what that means. Gen, I have no idea.
Blow smoke.
Okay, anyways. Okay, next one. This is a long one. Okay, while growing up, we lived in a very old house that pioneer ancestors built. It creaked and was oddly built, and our laundry room was in a little room built off of my bedroom. This will be important as we go on. My grandparents, who had lived in the house before us, used to have drunks constantly coming to their house and asking for a ride home, which was odd as we lived in the middle of nowhere. After my parents moved in, drunks still continued to come and knock looking for a ride, and when no one would answer, they would begin looking in windows. Now the laundry room that was connected to the house had a little weird window that was connected to my room. My mom covered it with a pull shade and a favorite Powerpuff Girls poster so we wouldn't lift it and look in there. One night I decided to look in the laundry room and saw a man just standing in the laundry room with his back to me. Once the light hit him and he turned around, I ran screaming to my dad. Now this was pretty mild for me in this house. My sister and I shared this room and had a bunk bed with our feet facing the door. I've always been a very light sleeper, and on many occasions I felt like someone was watching me. I would sit up ever so slightly and be able to look at the door. There in the door would be a very tall man just standing there looking at me. I always assumed it was my dad, and even though my dad was much shorter, I would call to him repeatedly saying, "Dad, Dad," but with no answer. I just figured he wasn't answering because he wanted me to go back to sleep. Years later, after we moved and the house was torn down, I was probably about 22 at the time, I asked my dad randomly one night why he used to come in and just stand in my doorway and never answer on multiple occasions. My dad turned white as a ghost and just stared at me. When he finally spoke, he was almost mad as to why I didn't come in his room and talk to him. I explained my thinking, and he was still absolutely mortified. There was always uneasiness about the things in this area, as such as skinwalkers and a long-haired ghost at my grandmother's house. But now as an adult, knowing either a ghost or a man was in my house constantly scares the hello dolly out of me.
The hello dolly?
Yeah.
That's a good way.
That is freaking scary.
Yeah. Like,
that would haunt me.
Are you
going
to be able to sleep tonight?
No. I'm going to have to watch Harry Potter.
I think it's scarier to, like, hear these stories coming from actual people that we know.
Yeah.
Like, even though they're anonymous, these are people that...
Well, when they say, like, there's skinwalkers around, I know it's someone from the basin.
Yeah. You know? Someone from around where we grew up.
Yeah, that's scary AF, and I hope and pray someday you forget about it.
I hope so, too.
Because anytime you see something out of the corner of your eye, you're going to be like, is that freaking man?
Yeah.
Maybe it's the Hat Man.
Maybe.
The Babadook.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that movie. Okay. In the ninth...
I hate you guys.
Okay. In the ninth grade, I was forced to go trick-or-treating with two girls named Sam and Sid, who dressed as bald guys for Halloween. We got cans of tuna fish from some man in an ugly greenhouse. You got tuna fish?
Yeah, we did. I'm pretty sure it was like 8 years expired.
Ew.
Yeah, they were like, we don't have any candy. I'm pretty sure Sid was like, do you have anything else?
Oh my.
No. Maybe not. No, I don't think she did. I think there's like a lady in the house was like, hold on. And she comes back with cans of tuna fish.
That's
and then we
hilarious.
Get back in the car and Sid's mom is like, don't eat that.
Well, I did that one time. They didn't have any candy, but they gave us money.
That would have been so much better.
You guys got tuna?
They probably couldn't have given us money.
That's hilarious.
We were in the not nice part of town. Okay, next one. When I was a teenager and still living with my parents, we had a haunted blender. One night, it just started turning off and on despite no one being close to it. When we would get close to inspect it, it would turn on with the loudest blending sound. Of course, my siblings and I would scream and run away from it. This happened 5 times before we finally got the courage to unplug it.
Ew.
They were trying to chop you up.
Oh, this reminds me one time, actually. I used to share a room with our little brother named Jaden.
We had a whole episode with him on it, so people know.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, my little brother named Jaden.
My little lad.
Anyway, he had this Iron Man action figure that he could, like, I don't know if it turned on with a remote or how it turned on, but anyway, one time I was on the bottom bunk and he was on the top bunk, and the Iron Man thing turns on. It literally just turned on in the middle of the night and, like, powers up its arm, and it's like, vroom, scared the crap out of me.
Ew, I hate that.
Then it turned off. I'm pretty sure evil. I made him throw it away.
I would
have. It scared the living crap out of me.
Yeah, that would have scared the living shiz out of me. I would have cried.
Okay. All right, I was working at Sunshine Terrace, a really old nursing home in Logan, Utah. And I had to go in the basement to get supplies, which is said to be haunted, at 3 a.m. I went downstairs in the creepiest and only elevator. When I got down there, the lights started flickering and things started flying off the shelves. I booked it upstairs as fast as I could.
When things start flying off the shelves, you run.
You run.
And you don't stop.
I would quit.
I would quit on the spot. I'd be like, someone is throwing things at me.
Seriously.
It's disrespectful.
call the police.
Yeah. There's a ghost down there and it's freaking rude.
Oh, yuck. Never mind. I was going to tell another story about myself.
But... Oh.
Okay. Your turn.
Okay. When my sister had her bridal shower, all my aunts and girl cousins on my dad's side came out. We were hanging out at my aunt's hotel room after, and she said she wanted to go to Skinwalker Ranch because she had never been. So all my crazy aunts loaded up into her car like a bunch of teenagers, and we drove over to Skinwalker Ranch. My sister and I refused to get out of the car. If you know about Skinwalker Ranch, you know why. Love you, Sam. This was Alyssa who wrote this in, and I just want to say I hate you all still. I'm just kidding.
For making you go to Skinwalker Ranch?
What?
For making you go to Skinwalker Ranch?
Yeah, I did not want to go. I was like, no, no, thank you. I literally hid in the backseat of the van of whatever car we were in. And I was like, no, thank you. I am not about to do that.
So. You know, I used to make up a story and tell people that I've been to Skinwalker Ranch and I made up a story.
You've never been?
No.
Really?
You want to hear the
story? Yeah, I want to hear it.
Okay, so I told them that I would go with my friends. And there was like five of us in the car and we all got out and then we heard something scary. So we all jumped in the car and we made sure everybody was accounted for. And so then we drove away and all five people were in the car. And then we got like halfway down the road and we get a call and one of our friends was still back there. So all five people had gotten in the car, but there wasn't actually a fifth person.
Ew.
He was still in the
back. That's a good story, though.
I know. It sounds so believable.
Yeah, it does. I've heard some really crazy stories from people and like people I know wouldn't lie about it.
Yeah.
So, and I don't even want to tell you guys because I will cry. I'll bawl. So, okay. Anyway, next one.
Okay. My family used to get into our family van. We called it the cheese wagon. I'm sorry. Every summer for a trip. My dad served his mission in Mexico, so we drove down there a few times for our vacation. We usually camped on the beach. My parents and brothers would sleep in tents and the girls in the back of the van. We went with a fun family from Sugar City, Idaho, and there were 14 kids altogether. One night as we were sleeping, we woke up to our van moving. None of us dared peek over the seat to see who was kidnapping us. It was terrifying. I finally got the courage and noticed a Mexican boy sitting on our first row seat. I scared him just as he scared me. My dad was driving and his friend, Bruce, was riding shotgun. This boy was a runaway and was sleeping in our camp with a rug under him. When my dad found him late that night, he decided to take him to the Mexican police station. I will never forget waking my sisters up and telling them we were being kidnapped and the van was moving.
Oh my gosh.
Why would you not? I feel like I would wake them up and just tell them, like, hey.
I would start screaming. I'd be like, you are not my dad.
Seriously.
You're not my dad.
Yeah, I think
can't
I
believe,
would.
I feel like I know who wrote this in and I can't believe I've never heard the story before.
Who? Yeah, I would probably be ticked.
Was he literally going to kidnap you, though? Like, for reals? Or did he not know you were there?
No, it said that her dad was driving and his friend Bruce was in the shotgun seat.
Yeah, but they woke up to a Mexican boy sitting in our first row seat.
Yeah, so they were all sleeping in the back of the van. They loaded up the Mexican boy and were going to take him to the police station, but they probably just didn't want to wake up the girls.
I'm confused. I thought he was they were sleeping in the van. They woke up and found him in the van too.
Yeah, but they were
and then they
moving.
Told Grant. They told the dad about it.
No, they woke up and the van was moving
because they were taking the boy to the police
station. Yeah, oh, so okay, they just didn't wake the girls up before they left.
Oh well,
which I feel
bad
like,
dad move,
right? I feel like they should
wake him up. Be like, this boy.
Like, you can go back. You can go back to sleep, but the van's going to start moving.
Yeah, right? We're going to take this boy to the police station because he tried to sleep by us. What an imbecile. Okay, next.
Okay, your turn?
Yeah, I think so. Okay, last year my friends and I were driving home around 9 o'clock at night, so it was dark. We were almost close to the turn where our houses are when we saw something off the side of the road. My friends were thinking it was deer, but when we got closer, it was a man running on all fours with his pants down. He still had his underwear on, but his pants were to his knees. And let me just say, he was literally running so fast, like a dog. My friend dropped me off at my house, and I sprinted in to tell my family. My dad called the cops, and they went to look for the man, but found nothing. We were all definitely startled and didn't drive at night for a long time. Good thing I wasn't driving, because I'm pretty sure I would have hit him. Girl, that was a skinwalker in mid-skin shed.
Whatever. Ew.
Mid-morph. That's yuck. Scary.
That is so AF. Scary.
I hate that so much.
Ugh.
Like running. Okay. If it was like some crazy drunk man, he would not be able to move that fast.
No, as fast as a dog. Yeah. Oh.
Like no way. And if, especially if you're riding in a car and you're driving past him, he would look slower.
Yeah, he would.
So if he looked like he was going fast, he was probably going so fast.
Oh, that's so scary.
I hate that so much.
I hate that.
I'm so sorry. I definitely would have hit him if I was driving.
I would have swerved purposely to
hit
him.
Yeah, it's like it might not have been. Like, dude, I don't know. I thought I saw him.
Oh, yuck. That gives me the chills. Okay, this is our last.
I think I'm dissociating, by the way. So.
Okay. Okay, this is our last story. Okay, about 20 years ago or so, there used to be a person that would call the house when my dad was gone. They would only stay on the line if it was my mom and just breathe into the phone. At first, we thought it was a prank, but it started happening so frequently, my mom didn't want to hear it anymore. They somehow hacked into the landline and would be on the phone even when my mom wasn't talking to someone else. Or even when my mom was talking to someone else. It finally stopped when my dad was home when he wasn't supposed to be and threatened the person. My parents suspect a local cop from the area. I just did a Google search and it seems likely. I found he has been stalking women with a report as early as 1999.
What? They think it was a police officer?
Mm-hmm.
Who's calling?
My parents suspect a local cop from the area.
Ew. What is wrong with that guy? That's probably how they got access to it. Yeah, I was going to say he probably has a way to do that from his job.
Yuck.
Ew. That's gross. I see why you say like you're more scared of people than ghosts.
Yeah, it's just because I feel like people have, I don't know.
I think I'm equally as scared, to be totally honest. Like
I think so too, but like.
Like it's my worst fear, someone breaking into my house or like, I don't know.
I always tell myself I'm a pretty strong girl. I sleep with a taser in my nightstand, but like
yeah, but if someone catches you by surprise, seriously. That's like the whole point of it is like this element of surprise.
I know, like I'm not going to be able to grab my taser fast enough.
Yeah, I would literally forget.
Yeah.
Well, I'm always like, what would I do? I'd poke him in the eyeballs or I'd.
I know, but like when it comes down to the moment, I feel like I would just freeze.
Like what would you think they would do if you like mooned them or something? You think it would catch them off guard?
Maybe if I just went, ding! That's recording.
Yeah, that would probably work. That would work on me.
Ew, I don't want this girl anymore.
Can I return her? Yeah. Have you seen the like people pleaser, if your people pleaser got kidnapped videos on TikTok?
Yeah.
That's like, did that go well? Is that how you want it? Should I scream more?
Yeah.
It's like, were you expecting me to have money? Because I don't have any, but I can go to the ATM really quick if you really want me to.
Or it's like,
are you sure?
It's like the laughing thing when it's like you and your sister got kidnapped, but he kept in his butt crack showed or something. Like,
you're laughing. Yeah. It's like you're in the Hunger Games, but you farted and it echoed or something. Okay, anyway, we had to end that on a light note because I am crying.
Yeah. Sam gets scared so easy.
I know, I do. But like, I also feel like I want to watch scary movies and I want to read scary stories, but like.
Oh, I watched a scary movie called Malignant.
Oh, I was like, Maleficent?
No, Malignant.
Like, that's not scary.
Which is like a cancerous tumor.
Yeah, yeah.
It was freaking weird. I would not recommend.
Really?
It was too weird.
Yeah. Well, I watched Don't Worry, Darling.
Oh, yeah.
It is rated R. Sorry, Mom and Dad. But
so is Malignant.
Anyway, it was actually pretty good and pretty freaky.
Really?
Like, yeah, like I was, because I heard so many people say it was not good at all, but I felt like it was pretty good.
I'll have to watch it. Yeah. What'd you watch it on? Max?
I think.
I think it's on Netflix.
No, I think it's on HBO Max.
On Max?
Yeah. I refuse to call it Max. It is still HBO Max.
It's HBO.
I feel like it's like a friend. Yeah, it's on Max. Yeah. It's on my buddy Max. They're insert naming, like, they should change Netflix name to, like, Fred or something.
No, Glenn.
Stupid. Glenn. Okay, we're rambling again.
Yes. That was pretty scary, and I'm sorry that so many scary things have happened to you guys.
Yeah, I'm spooked. I hate that.
I love that, though. If anything scary ever happens to you, just text it to us.
Yeah. Probably text it to Kate so she can screen it, and if it's...
If it's too scary, then
it's mellow, she'll send it to me.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I get really scared in the moment. Like, I literally cry, but then it doesn't bother me. Like, I could watch the scariest movie known to man and sleep just fine.
Yeah.
Like, give me 20 minutes and I'm
I
over
used
it.
To be like, one time I went to the movies with my brother, with our two cousins and my brother, mm-hmm. and me and my other cousin wanted to watch a movie, but that one was sold out, so we had to go to I Am Number 4.
Oh.
I had nightmares for a week.
Really? That one's not scary.
Well, there's a part in the movie where they're like trying to get this guy to talk and he won't talk. So they have like this ball that they turn on that has like saws on it and they put it in his mouth and make him swallow it.
Oh, that would give me nightmares.
That gave me nightmares forever.
Ugh. And I've never like, had a still like scared recurrent of it. Nightmare. So I don't.
Oh yeah. Ernest Scared Stupid gave me reoccurring nightmares.
That's so.
I've never like not had. That's interesting. You've That's never had weird. A reoccurring nightmare?
No, not once.
Hmm. I used to do them. I'll have them all the time.
I do. If I have sleep paralysis, it's usually about the same thing, but weird. I don't want to talk about that because that scares me.
Okay. Anyways.
Probably going to have it tonight now. Okay. Bye. I hate you guys.
Bye. Love you.